Hello, my name's Kirsty Styles from Mobile Marketing Magazine. I'm here with Raymond Schmold, who is EMEA Mobile Marketing Manager for Nuance. Hello, Raymond.
Hi, Kirsty.
So we saw Nuance, of course, is behind the Dragon Voice recognition software, and we saw that you'd launched voice ads back in April. Do you want to just tell us a little bit about Nuance, what you guys do?
Well, we are mainly active in the field of voice recognition. You mentioned our most popular brand, Dragon, which is a voice recognition product which is running on millions of PCs. Our voice technology is also in millions of cars which are today in the market leaving the factory. It's running on TVs and it's running on many smartphones.
And what do people do with Dragon in cars, on TVs? That sounds pretty exciting.
Well, let's start with the cars. In cars, safety is priority number one. So we want to make sure that the driver keeps hands on the steering wheel and does do voice dial or voice destination entry with our technology, just speaking the destination, and the technology does it.
It works on natural language processing and speech recognition. And the latest addition to your product set is voice ads. Do you want to tell us a bit about why you guys have made the progression there?
Well, so, you know, as I mentioned, we are very successful in the smartphone and in the car and in the TV space with our speech technology, which is combined with natural language understanding and reasoning. And we brought now this technology also into the mobile advertisement, as you mentioned, because we want to enable the consumer to have a conversation with the advertisement, which is typically a very small banner on the mobile phone.
Okay, so it frees up a bit of the real estate, which people are struggling to use at the moment.
Correct, yes. So we help the enterprises to transport their brand or their message to the consumer by using voice and having a conversation with the mobile advertisement.
Okay, and so can you give us an example of where that might be used?
Well, you know, let's go for an advertisement of a car manufacturer. There is a new model, an advertisement for a new model. So you can ask the mobile ad, how many horsepowers do you have? What is the basic price of this? So you get more information. It's maybe interesting also for the consumer to discover all those features in this information.
So are you going to be launching these ads as standalone units, or is this something that you're working with other advertisers to integrate into existing campaigns?
Well, indeed, we are working here with the advertisement ecosystem. So we are working together with ad SDKs companies because they have to implement our technology, because what is new here from a technology point of view is that the mobile ad has to have a connection to the microphone of the smartphone to allow the conversation. Yes, and these ad network SDKs will implement our stuff, and then the creative agencies can start with first productions of those kind of advertisements.
Okay, is this the kind of thing that's going to work in both native apps then and the mobile web?
Correct, in both. We are going to start now in native apps, because there it's a little easier to make the connection to the microphone, and then the next step is in the mobile web.
Okay, and you've not got any campaigns live at the moment. Can you tell us when we can expect to be able to have a little chat with our mobile marketing campaign?
Right. So we started this activity here a couple of weeks ago. We are currently doing the first implementations also in some European countries, and I'm sure in a couple of weeks we will see first campaigns live.
Okay. Now, we saw, as you said, this was announced back in April. Have you got any significant competition, or do you think you guys are going to be the first to market in Europe?
Well, there is, of course, competition around. These are companies like Google and Microsoft, so big players in the field. I think the differentiator here is really that we are independent from any operating system here with our applications. And certainly, you are right, we are really the first in the market, really bringing this idea to the advertisement space, yes.
Sure. And out of interest, you guys are clearly experts in voice recognition. How difficult is it, and what kind of technology lies behind all of the things that you offer?
Well, let me start. There's still a lot of work to do for our software developer, no doubt. But what we are doing since 15 to 18 months is it's not just the voice recognition, so the piece of technology which is transferring your voice into text, but it's also the natural language understanding behind and the reasoning behind which make the systems smart. Remember, first days of speech recognition, this was just a few command words, and we are now going into towards this natural language understanding, which makes the barrier between the human and the technology very low.
Okay, no. And so in future, is it going to be just like having a chat with your friend sitting across the desk?
Well, there's still some development steps to go, but that's our goal. That's our vision. Yeah. And we are starting, with NLU here and optimizing the natural language understanding for certain domains. With my neighbor here in the office, I can talk about all kinds of domains, and speech recognition these days will always be, focused on certain domains, certainly.
I see. Okay. Well, this sounds really interesting. So we'll look forward to see when one of your voice campaigns hits the market. Thank you very much for talking to us today, Raymond.
Thank you, Kirsty. And
thank you very much.
Yep.
Bye-bye. Have a lovely day.
Bye.
Cheers. Bye-bye.